NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The Pentagon is saying a second Chinese spy balloon is currently moving across Latin America. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder tells CNN that following reports of a balloon in Latin America, it was assessed it was another Chinese surveillance craft, adding it doesn't appear to be moving toward the U.S. This as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says U.S. intelligence experts will analyze the technology on board the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down by fighter jets Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. The Democrat says American officials are now in the process of collecting the remains of the device. In eastern Ohio, a fire continues to burn after a massive train derailment Friday night. Hazardous materials cleanup crews are waiting for the fire to tamper down. People living and working within a mile of the derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, were ordered to evacuate Friday. Village officials say the burning chemical has been identified as vinyl chloride. In New York City, an off-duty police officer is still in the hospital after a shooting in Brooklyn last night. Jonathan O'Halloran's in New York.
We are at a hospital once again, awaiting news.
That was NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell briefing the media following an off-duty NYPD officer being shot in the head in the East New York section of Brooklyn Saturday night. The officer was trying to purchase a car through an arrangement made on social media with the suspect. Assistant Chief Baldassano described the incident.
The officer arrived at the location almost immediately. Suspect displayed a gun and announced the robbery. It was an exchange of gunfire where the off-duty officer was struck.
The suspect fled the scene after that shooting as a citywide manhunt continues for that individual.
Americans' confidence in law enforcement hit a new low after the killing of Tyre Nichols by police in Memphis. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows just 41% of respondents said they're confident police treat white and black people equally. That's down from 47% in July of 2020. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.